Saturday, May 30th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 15 through 26. Thus the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me, "Take from my hand this cup of the wine of the wrath, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. They shall drink and stagger and be crazed because of the sword that I am sending among them." So I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations to whom the Lord sent me drink it, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, its kings and officials, to make them a desolation and a waste, a hissing and a curse, as at this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants, his officials, all his people, and all the mixed tribes among them, all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the sons of Ammon, all the kings of Tyre, and all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the coastland across the sea, Dedan, Tema, Buz, and all who cut the corners of their hair, all the kings of Arabia, all the kings of the mixed tribes who dwell in the desert, all the kings of Zemir, all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of Media, all the kings of the north, far and near, one after another, and all the kingdoms of the world that are on the face of the earth, and after them the king of Babylon shall drink the cup of wrath and mercy. Jeremiah's vision of the cup is terrifying. The Lord hands the nations the wine of his wrath because of their rebellion and idolatry. No kingdom, no ruler, no people could escape his righteous judgment. This judgment showed the certainty of God's word. What he declared against sin would surely come to pass. The same remains true today. God does not ignore wickedness, unbelief, or the corruption of the human heart. Yet the cup of wrath in Jeremiah points us forward to another cup. In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed about the cup his Father gave him to drink. At the cross, Christ drank the full wrath of God against our sin. He bore the judgment we deserved so that forgiveness and mercy might be given to us instead. Because Christ has taken the cup of wrath, we now receive the cup of salvation in him. Amen.